WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Because you look back at the Bills' history, and I wanted to get your opinion on this. Yes. You know me. I'm a sicko. I'm a jersey collector. I'm feeling like they might go Navy.
Ew.
Sports Talk Saturday.
The worst thing you could have brought up to me right there. Hey, remember the Bills' jerseys that kind of make you want to throw up in your mouth? Nothing good comes from that. And if any of you that is listening right now wants to defend those ugly Navy uniforms, you're wrong, and it's okay. Just get a hug from somebody.
On WGR.
Programming note, the last hour of Sports Talk Saturday is just going to be me powerbombing Joe Kelly through a table.
Sports Radio 550.
Still can't quite get that back. The arm is out of the sling, but I don't want to test nothing yet.
Yes, I was going to say you're slingless today. Happy 5th of July.
Yes, it's... It's great weather. Might even be a bit just scorchy, torchy out there tomorrow.
It was okay. Just to start this out, yesterday was and the day before have probably been two of the most
comfortable summer days you can get.
Beautiful summer days. Yes, like no humidity, no obnoxious humidity. Right.
Nothing too hot.
Yeah, the sun is great. Like it just was. It kept it warm enough. The sun goes down. It's a sweatshirt and bonfire kind of weather.
Exactly.
Couldn't have written the script better myself for the 4th of July.
It served its purpose very spectacularly.
Yes.
And now today and tomorrow, when everyone is now like
off
even further off.
Yeah.
Except for us. We're here. Thanks for being here with us, by the way. If you're listening on the day after the 4th of July, when there's nothing really going on in sports and you're still tuning into us, we appreciate you.
We do.
And if you turn it off, I do not blame you. Like, go have your fun, however you are doing it today. Or all throughout your long weekend. So, thank you for anyone listening. But yeah, no, it was perfect outside. But today, it's going to be a little hotter. Tomorrow, even more so.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, if you've got some issues with that, take note. Unlike, you know, certain buildings that don't have anything going on when you walk into them.
Yeah.
It's a little warmer in here.
Just a touch. See if that fixes itself at some point. I'm not counting on it. Yeah. Give us control.
Give us. There's people here.
But it's not too bad yet.
No, it's not too bad yet.
We don't have the direct sunlight coming in just yet, so we're okay for now.
Yes.
But once that sun starts peeking
honestly,
around.
Honestly, I'll pay the bill to have the proper air conditionado for Saturdays.
Would you?
Yes.
I feel like that would be...
That's basically I'm working for free then.
Yeah. Basically. I think I don't want to say anything like that, but it could be.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the building would charge.
Yeah. It could be in debt. Who knows? It could be more.
I don't know, man. I'm just glad that like we're out of here at 2.
Yes, that is good. But I mean, you're talking about heat.
Yes.
Speaking of heat,
I'm interested in where you're going with this. Mostly because I'm scared.
It makes people perspire, does it not?
Yes. Okay, now I'm really worried where you're going with this.
Joey Chestnut, all-time athlete.
Oh, here we go.
Was perspiring.
I was right.
Like a madman.
I was right to be afraid.
Took down 70 and a half glizzies at Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Hang on. And a half? They count that?
Yeah, they do. I don't think officially. I think like the unofficial count
what
is 70 and a half.
What constitutes a half?
Like a half a hot dog. Maybe a bun or just a dog.
Exactly. We don't know what constitutes.
We
it's
don't.
It's not an official measurement, so leave that out.
Okay, 70, official 70 dogs. I think ESPN reported 70 and a half, but we'll go with 70.
That's like
he
my nephew
again.
Telling me he's 7 and a half. No, dog, you're still 7.
Yes. 7, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it's a pastime for many to view it, to go see it. It's not something I've really ever watched on television. I just think it's funny. And I do think these guys, I couldn't do it. I barely was able to finish a breakfast sandwich this morning. I don't know how he's eaten 70 hot dogs in 10 minutes. You know what I mean? As much as we joke and say they're not athletes, not a real sport.
I'm going to keep saying it. It's not a joke.
But it is.
No.
Because they are
athletes.
You're
right. That competition is a joke.
They are athletes. as far as I'm concerned.
No,
because you couldn't do that. You have you.
Thank you,
would you have
for
to
at
train.
Least giving me 6 minutes before I had to get into this again.
You would need a Rocky training montage to get yourself ready.
I
to
would
do the
never
same thing.
Want to.
Right.
Not because of the physical strain it might take on my body.
It takes a toll. It's an athletic toll.
I just don't want to.
He has to train a muscle that he has no control of, his stomach. It's kind of crazy.
Here's the thing. The one thing that I will give those people, like all competitive eaters, is that it is your job. It is your livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
And you're good at it. Or you're not good at it and you gotta, you know, retire, go do something else. But can you enjoy food ever again?
Yes, probably. He loves hot dogs. I don't know if you've heard any of these interviews he's done. Like, he names all these different, like, types of hot dogs, and he's just, like, infatuated by them. When he's not dunking them in water and shoving them down, like, yeah, it's much, it's probably much easier to enjoy. Like, imagine, you got a cup full of water, you just shove your hand into it with a hot dog in it, and then you just ingest it all at once.
I think we've lost Derek for the show.
Grow up.
11:07 into the show, and we've lost Derek.
It's unbelievable to think about.
This is why I don't talk about it.
Because imagine if the bun's stale.
Oh, stop.
Then you have to dunk a stale bun. It's like embracing the crunch of the stale donut, but it's a stale hot dog bun.
Oh my God! If we had the cameras, the faces that I'm making right now.
Or the hot dog's lukewarm.
Stop.
Like, what are we doing?
Joseph, stop it.
But anyway, I didn't want to get back into this conversation from the other day.
Yes, you did. I knew you were going to do this. I didn't want you talking about the specifics of the thing that I don't watch on purpose.
Maybe a touch. But there's another proposition that's been circling social media the past couple days.
Disgusting.
Since the Nathan's hot dog eating competition has become such a talking point, Usain Bolt has entered the chat, ladies and gentlemen. Because now the conversation is, eat a hot dog, run 100 meters. Who does it first? Usain Bolt or Joey Chestnut?
Joey Chestnut actually commented on this.
He did?
Yes, he did.
Do you have it?
Yeah, I can. Give me a sec.
All right. We're going to get this. We're going to hear from Joey Chestnut.
All right, guys. I found someone who can settle the hot dog race debate.
All right, guys. I broke my leg in December, and so I can't run right now. So right now, Usain Bolt would definitely win. But if I start running again, I can eat the hot dog fast enough to overcome his crazy running ability.
And that's probably scientifically accurate.
Well, yeah, if you have a broken leg, you're not going to beat Usain Bolt. That's
all
very
of it.
Accurate.
All of it. I thought that was hilarious. I broke my leg. Fair.
Yeah.
He got him on that one.
But he does run. He does exercise. He's not a large man for all the eating he does. So he's in good shape.
Yeah.
So I do think he would take Usain Bolt. Usain Bolt, though, did speak on it and say that he would do it. He would be able to do it. He has the closing speed, though. If he was able to get that hot dog down fast enough, it's game over.
Yes.
I just don't know his hot dog eating ability. We've
also
not seen that.
Also, how comfortable are you running immediately after eating a hot dog?
That's like those fantasy football punishments, the 4x4, the milk mile, all those. You know, it's popular fast food establishment. You get a 4 for 4, right? And
did you say milk mile?
Yes, you have to finish a gallon of milk while running a mile. And then the 4 for 4, the 4x4, excuse me, is you take you eat an item of a 4 for 4 per lap and run a mile. So the end result of both is to make you just bleh.
Yak.
Yeah.
But would
one hot dog do that to you?
No, probably not. Especially for Chestnut, who, like, it's nothing to him.
Mm-hmm. His stomach is so stretched out at this point. One hot dog, it's a penny in a fountain.
But also, are we eating the hot dog normally?
Well, he's just, what do you mean normally? Are you dunking it in water?
Oh, stop.
Like, well, that was a genuine question. What do you mean normally?
Is he eating it the same way he would competitively?
He's probably going to eat it the same way he would competitively eat. If he wants to get a head start, that's the only way he could.
I'm going to be sick. It's 11 minutes into the show, and you're making me actually want to throw up. And also, now I'm realizing, is getting older realizing that, like, those fantasy football punishments you just laid out to me is like, oh my God, that is so dumb.
We could talk about that later, too, because
like,
there are
am
some,
I getting
there's
old
some doozies
that I'm like, oh, never in a million years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the milk I was out. My friends tried to recommend those. Oh, I was out God. On that yeah, immediately. No, I was like, I'm not doing anything that's going to make me physically ill. That's where I draw the line. They landed on a death wing challenge, but the person still has not done it yet if you're listening. So just got to throw that little bit of shade out there.
Shame them out there.
Shame. But it's an interesting, I guess, you know, sports proposition of could Usain Bolt do it?
Probably.
Does he really have the closing speed? Do you think he would?
I mean, the challenge is how quickly can he eat a hot dog?
For him, yes. Because he'd be, yeah, the running is moot to him.
Because how quickly can an average person eat a hot dog?
Well.
Also, what kind of hot dog is this?
It's like just a regular no dressing.
Oh, come on.
Just
I'm not,
bun and dog.
I don't even want any part of this at that point.
It depends. Is it a beef hot dog or pork hot dog?
But also, like, there's no...
Is it a roller dog that's been sitting on there for 5 days? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, but, like, there's no condiments. There's nothing on it. It's just plain hot dog, and it's like...
What condiments would you put on it and feel comfortable running with afterwards?
Probably, like... Well, first of all, you got to go mustard.
I might be anti-mustard.
You're not Kendrick Lamar? Mustard!
No, I'm not. I don't mind mustard, actually. Yeah. But I'm just not.
Evan's laughing. That's an open.
It's not number one. It's not number one.
I'm cooked. But, you go with the old reliables, like ketchup, mustard, relish, maybe.
Some people put
skunk. But then that also adds a challenge to Mr. Chestnut, because that's not golf it down material.
He likes a dressed up dog, though.
I know. He probably does. Because then that's not work for him. That's not the job.
You ever had a scum dog from Buffalo? It's like a Western New York thing.
Is that like just like the everything on it?
They call it, it's also known as a slime dog or Texas hot.
Which that's weird if it's.
It's like a spicy meat sauce. It's like a Buffalo thing, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That's weird that that's a Buffalo thing and it's a Texas hot.
It is kind of funny. In Western New York, specifically in the Buffalo area, the term scum dog refers to a type of hot dog. Thank you, Google.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought you were talking about the whole thing originating.
No, I think it's just the name scum dog.
I got confused.
Mm-hmm. Would you put that? I don't think I'd feel comfortable running after that.
No.
That's a heavy dog.
That's a challenge. That's a real challenge.
Yes, it is.
For both parties. But also, no. I would not do that.
You're just anti-hot dog eating contest.
I'm anti-all competitive eating contests. Like those.
But you yourself have said it. You've participated in one.
Yeah.
That's a little hypocritical.
No. That means I can knock it because I tried it. As a matter of fact, I have more ground to stand on.
You're right.
Because I had dealt with the misery of doing that.
Evan, have you ever been involved in a competitive eating competition?
No.
Okay.
Do I want to? Absolutely not.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You didn't make the same mistake I did. But now I have a higher ground to stand on. I'm Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
I have the high ground. I did it. I regretted it. And now I could say, for certainty, no.
I think it's just an interesting...
Like it's all of them. Like, I mentioned how... Oh, I'm going to make myself want to throw up again. Like, the chicken wing eating contests.
Yeah.
Like, those things better be cooked. Cooked up. They better be crispy boys. But then the thing is, are crispy wings harder to eat competitively?
Probably, because you have to put more effort.
I can't think about a chewy wing, dude. I can't think about that just going out for lunch.
Hi, yes, I'll take a medium rare chicken wing.
Oh,
thank
Jesus
you.
Jesus H.
Like my chicken wings, medium rare.
I...
No, but you're right. Having to do that in a competitive thing,
yeah,
and growing so accustomed to the crispy buffalo style chicken wing,
I have to have it.
If it's not,
I'm bougie.
If there's no, like, that's the problem.
I have standards.
If you order wings to home from anywhere, and this isn't a knock on any food chain organization,
some places
anything,
are able to get it done, but like it's tough. You got to make sure that like there's enough
holes. Because
if you
sauce them enough. They get soggy anyway, even with holes in the box.
But like you've got to have it. It's got to be sauced enough. It's got to be crisped in the fryer enough. There's got to be holes in it so that there's some room to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's an exquisite combination that not many places are able to pull off consistently. If any places are able to pull it off consistently. So yeah, like that's another thing to me of just like
I would go to Wingfest almost every year. Actually, when it was at the ballpark all the time, I would go.
Yeah, I'm glad it's going back to the ballpark.
Oh, okay. It is this year.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, it'll be back in downtown Buffalo, okay, which is awesome.
Good, good. But like they'd have the competitions. Mr. Chestnut would be there.
Mm-hmm. Notorious for smacking down the wings.
Never would want to watch it in my life.
No.
Do not care. Do not care to. Will not do it.
See, I'll watch it if I'm there.
Nope.
It's tough to watch because I'm also
I'm too busy like making myself cry from spicy wings that I should not eat.
I agree with you to an extent. I would watch it, but I'm also a person who struggles with eating sounds and like people chewing with their mouth open.
Yeah.
And like that's all they do, especially with chicken wings and all the sauce all over the place. Like,
dude, stop. Stop talking about the minutia of this.
It's just
we have 3 hours that we have to get through, and you're making me struggle. Like any competitive eaters, you're making me struggle through this right now.
Right, they're struggling through the athletic challenge of competitive eating.
Oh my God, my stomach would not be able to handle this.
How was your 4th of July otherwise, though? Did you do anything special?
No, my arm was in a sling.
Still? Oh, it just came off today.
Yeah.
Did you make that call, or did someone else?
I'm making that call.
Oh, okay. How's the pain level?
I mean, it's tolerable.
Okay.
But like, I have to start working it back.
Yeah, otherwise you're going to get a...
So yes, I had it on for a little bit yesterday, but like I'm weaning myself off of this.
Driving back to work today with both hands, how did that feel? Did you
not doing that yet?
You're not fully diving back in.
No.
You're not embracing the dipped hot dog in water yet. You're just eating a regular hot dog. I gotcha.
I'm walking out of here if you do that again.
But you're not
the next words. The next time you say those words, we better be going to break.
We better be going to break, and then the pile driving me through a table is actually going to happen. So
to go back to what I was talking about, which is, you know, how was my 4th of July?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was fine. I didn't really do much.
It was a nice relaxing day for me.
Yes. There was no functions to get to, things like that. I was able to relax a little bit, and...
Friday is a prime day for
it. I do have – so you're talking about things that I absolutely detest.
Mm-hmm.
I might have one for you now.
Okay.
This is me possibly just being older or just having less fun.
Okay.
It's a curmudgeon-y take.
Curmudgeon. All right.
I've got a curmudgeon-y take here.
All right. Hit me.
Fireworks are way too accessible these days, dude. I don't need every Tom, Dick, and Harry – to go shooting them off in the neighborhood. Like, so for example, my brother asked me yesterday, he's like, hey, you want to go with us to go watch some fireworks? And I said no, mostly because I have responsibilities. I need to get to bed so I can get ready for the show today, get mm-hmm. ready to go.
Right.
But the other reason I say no is I could just look in my freaking backyard and there's six of them fighting with each other.
Yeah. Yeah, you have fireworks shows to your left, right, and in front of you pretty much anywhere.
Left, left-ish, center, right-ish, and right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and there's like three behind me too.
You're in a cacophony of fireworks.
Too much.
Mm-hmm.
Way too much.
See, that's I understand your take. I do.
Like, that's the thing. Like, we have events for people to go to watch fireworks. We have professionals that do this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yet every year we hear about people blasting off chunks of their hand and things like that. You want to talk about disgusting things?
Well, that's just people not doing the safe thing and actually operating them properly.
Too accessible.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm in the other end of it. I lit off some fireworks last night. And I don't really live in a neighborhood. Like, is that kind of where you're at? Like, not a cul-de-sac, but you get what I'm saying. Like, streets interwoven with each other. I'm just on just one road. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, and behind me is not anything. Like,
you
I don't have anything
people
behind
around.
Me. Yes. So,
let alone neighbors fighting with each other for who had the best fireworks show.
Well, there's like three houses down, someone doing them. But there, I went and bought one box that lasts for about a minute. And just lit them off.
I will tell you, my neighbors did not last for a minute.
Right. And that I think there's a middle ground here where
I think you are the middle ground.
Probably. I'm also not a pyrotechnic. I got very nervous even trying to light those off. So I very much, like, I'm very cautious around them anyway. So I'm trying not to get my lose my fingers. I went in with 10. I came out with 10. That's all
good
that
job.
So I'm in the middle of that. I agree with you that, yes, especially you mentioned people going well past, like, noise ordinances, well into the night, trying to fight
sleep.
Yeah,
I had a couple of them that decided to pop some off at, like, after 11, and it's like, all right, dude, what are you trying to prove?
Yeah, enough's enough. I 100% agree with you on that, but
that's kind of like a shut up, I want to go to bed.
If you get a small box or two and you light them off at 9:30, 10 o'clock, okay, you're celebrating the holiday, fine. But if you're being obnoxious about it, that's where I'll be like, okay, enough.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, I'm smelling more smoke than actual, like, oxygen.
It got hazy yesterday when all the fireworks started going off.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm. It's too accessible. Again, I know this isn't a popular opinion. I know it's curmudgeon-y even. I know it's even, like, I'm saying have less fun, kind of, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, it's kind of annoying how accessible it all is. Maybe we had it right all those years ago.
Yeah, not having them accessible.
Not
now,
having them all
now. They're in
available
every supermarket.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not the full blown, like,
you had
big
to go
ones.
To like, you had to go out of state to go get them.
Well, if you still want real ones, you still have to do that because they're, like, way toned down in New York, which I did. But
that's again, it just too much. It's too much.
Yeah,
too much. Y'all are having too much fireworks out there, and you gotta calm down. Because anyone that has to work on 4th of July weekend. And they had, like, I went to bed at, like, 10:30-ish, 11.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid anyone, like, before me. Like, you got to work an early shift.
Oh, yeah.
Like our friend down the hall, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Like our producer.
Like our producer, Evan. They have to go to bed early.
Mm-hmm. They got to be here.
Or they
as the sun is just peeking up.
Or they're battling it out like a true psycho.
True champion.
Which is Evan signaling that he is doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But not everyone can drink coffee and just get on with their day.
No, I'm a sleep is necessary guy.
Yes.
I need six hours minimum. But even last night, I was out at a bonfire till probably 11:30-ish. And that still gave me plenty of sleep. But I still saw all these fireworks going off around. Like, and I'm just like, it's late, man.
Yeah,
like, let's wrap it up. I wanted to pour water on the remaining fire and go inside, but I kind of wanted to wait out the rest of the fireworks because I kind of like watching them.
Yeah, like, it's just more like settle down kind mm-hmm. of thing. You know, like, y'all are getting to be too much.
But also,
maybe I just need to move somewhere where, like, I don't have literal competitions within the neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah, because I also think of it. I know my dog's scared of fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's also a factor I think about when lighting them off, too.
Kudos to my beagle because, no, she was barking because she found a squirrel and almost got to it.
Almost got
Best
it.
Best part, my mother. She needs to stop. Yeah? Is she louder than the fireworks going off right now?
Right.
No, she can sing the songs of her people. I think she's good. Credit to her that she's not scared of them.
Right.
And she's barking because she found a squirrel.
Yeah. But yeah, I think there's definitely a middle ground that everyone should be
like,
kind of at.
Yeah, like everyone probably settle down a little bit. How's that?
Just a pinch.
Just a touch. You don't need to all go off on a fireworks show against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not collaborative.
Why don't we collaborate? That could be the answer. Collaborating on a neighborhood fireworks show.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
John down the street's got these bigger ones. We need to go get some better ones. Like,
yeah.
Shut
it's
up.
Not escalation, guys.
Shut up.
Just shake hands and
Shut
put
up.
Them on together.
Yeah. Who cares? Not everything is a competition.
No.
As we talk about sports all the time.
Right.
Except for in this segment.
And we compare things. Make it a competition.
We talked about zero sports in that segment.
Hang
on. We talked about running.
And?
No, we talked about running.
And competitive eating.
No, we talked
it's
about
It's competitive.
Running.
It's a sport.
We talked about one sport, and it was running.
Mm.
Usain Bolt. That was what we talked about.
Mm.
And we'll kind of get back on track here after this. 803-0550, the number to call. As it is an open grab bag sort of show today. The whole thing. Alex Brasky, Bills Digest, joining us at noon, though, as well. As we'll bring in some football talk, recap on the Bills as training camp is just a couple weeks away at this point. Buckle up, everybody. We're right around the corner from
training camp reports. Are you ready? Because I'm not.
No. It's going to be interesting. I mean, we're getting right back into the swing of things.
We're getting right back into the swing of things, and a lot faster than we thought. But coming up next, we'll talk a little bit about the reports. Bo Byram trade still yet to happen. But ready? A year ago, the Ryan McLeod trade happens.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another Sabres trade on a July 5th?
Yeah, and you never know. Skinner didn't come till August.
Exactly.
So you have plenty of time still, but I think my patience and everybody's patience is kind of thin.
Yes,
I think that's what it is.
Patience has worn thin, but there is still a team that is reportedly very interested that probably has the best returns for the Buffalo Sabres.